Travel. The number of people traveling abroad annually has increased dramatically during the past 25 years. The ease of international travel has brought with it effortless transportation of highly contagious diseases from one continent to another. The global pandemic of COVID-19 has showcased the challenges of travel and infection spread. Due to the potential length of incubation periods for infectious illness, travel within the last 21 days is crucial information, and individuals returning from a trip should diligently monitor any symptoms of illness and communicate with others who may have been with them during the trip with regard to any identified symptoms. Travel history information should be considered foundational to assessing new potential infections, as is evidenced by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's CDC's Identify, Isolate, and Inform guidance with relation to Ebola. This guidance recommends that every person entering an emergency department should be asked if they have traveled internationally in the last 21 days. Key point: though much of the available discussion and guidance refers specifically to international travel, it is important to remember that travel as a risk factor does not relate to this only. Travelers returning from any area with an endemic communicable disease to an area where that disease is non-endemic may present with an illness that is locally uncommon or has not yet been encountered by a facility. Additionally, international travel for medical or surgical procedures, known as medical tourism, poses increased risk compared to international travel for leisure purposes. These include increased risk of the traveler contracting infectious disease and/or organisms with antibiotic resistance. An article by Teresa N. Duong and Sarah E. Waldman titled Importance of a Travel History and Evaluation of Respiratory Infections shares a basic approach. Duong and Waldman indicate that when an individual becomes sick and has a recent history of travel, a chronological timeline of symptoms can be developed and used to determine if the symptoms were present before, during, or after travel. If the timeline indicates that the symptoms may be attributable to travel, further examination, including why the patient traveled, where they traveled, for how long they traveled, what travel-related activities they undertook, and any known symptoms occurring in other members of the travel party, can isolate the potential relationship between travel and symptoms and which pathogens could potentially be involved. Using the information gathered from the patient, resources such as the CDC's Traveler's Health page, which includes travel advisories and reports of outbreaks worldwide sortable by location, can help create a clearer picture of the risk associated with travel. Another quality resource is prongmail.org, which also has information on infection prevalence around the world. Considerations for employee travel. Though employees returning from travel may pose an infection risk to others in the facility when they return, it remains important that healthcare workers and other workers in a facility have the ability to take vacations per their facility's policies and procedures. A risk assessment tool can be helpful in determining whether an employer should allow an employee to return to work with screenings or whether an employee may need to be on furlough due to travel. Procedures and policies should be in place to encourage HCP to strictly adhere to standard precautions upon their return to work to prevent possible transmissions. Education programs should also ensure that HCP remain prepared for looming threats, example, new pandemics or other global health threats,